The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday, May 15, 2023. Dave Krieger with you, and we appreciate your joining us because we have a gentleman on the phone. He's an attorney. He's president of the Rutherford Institute. For those of you who don't know what that is, I'm sorry you are that uninformed. The website is rutherford.org. And John Whitehead has been on the show already before, and he's been putting out warnings as of that this garbage that's coming across the United States border is all a nefarious work of our government to not only multiculturalize, but to enact further instances of police state behavior. He has filed lots of amici in court trying to defend our constitutional rights. Once again, you've got this article out now. The government's turning America into a constitution-free zone. John Whitehead, welcome to the show. How the hell is that happening?
It's been happening for a long time. All this has been instituted over the years. Media, by the way, the censorship media complex doesn't cover it. But it's been going on for a long time. Most people are shocked to find out that on the 2,000-mile southern border, and the 4,000-mile northern border, 100 miles in is what they call a constitution-free zone. That means that customs agents, and there are over 60,000, that's just the beginning, folks, 60,000 armed customs agencies that are entering homes, you know, arresting people. You look the wrong way, and they pull people out of their cars. I've been fighting this over the years, and people are telling me they went to see a relative in Mexico, and they're coming back, and they don't know why, but the agent said he didn't like the way they were looking. They pull them out of the car, search their car, and actually put some people in a little station and hold them for a while. Is this America? And these are American citizens, by the way. These are not so-called people crossing the border. But this has been going on for years. So we have basically 197 million people that are living in this constitution-free zone. And who tells you that? Does the president ever tell you that? Does Congress ever tell you that? Have they done anything to eliminate it? Do they enforce our Constitution? No, they don't. They don't give a damn about American citizens. And we're just seen as something to be controlled and taken over and milked of our money and our energy. And that's what they want.
That's sad. 844-769-2944. Some of you called in the last hour. This probably is the time to revisit the show and talk to John Whitehead, because, I mean, these are the concerns. Driving a vehicle that to a border cop looks unusual in some way, they stop you. If you look dirty or unusual, they stop you. I mean, they're stopping people because of all these locals that are being recruited over the internet to smuggle passengers into the United States. You think that's all part of it, John?
Yes, and a big part of this, too, is it's very seldom discussed, and I don't know why, in churches or anywhere. Wake up, folks. Sex trafficking is huge in the United States. I mean, kids are being put in cages. Occasionally, some police will do an investigation and find this. But there are some states where the immigrants are lining up just to have sex with some young girl in a truck. And again, if you go to our website at rutherford.org, we've written on this, we've documented this. So the Judeo-Christian morals upon which this country were founded have been flushed down the toilet. They are gone. And we move into a state where there are really no morals. And the people controlling, I'll just go ahead and say it, they're demonic almost. It's just almost like Satan has taken over the government and says, I'm going to rule, and you guys do whatever you want to do. And they're doing that, by the way. I mean, when you have 80,000 SWAT team raids annually in America, police crashing through doors in the middle of the night, shooting children. Up to 500 dogs a day are shot. They shoot the dogs first, whether they're poodles or not. I mean, what kind of country? And now Biden wants 100,000 more police like that, armed. He's calling for that. And 87,000 new federal IRS agents armed. And guess what they'll be armed with? Hollow point bullets.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a former infantry officer. I taught soldiers how to shoot, how to get ready. And we weren't allowed to use hollow point bullets because they're considered inhuman. They expand on contact. John F. Kennedy's head that flew off like it did was shot with a hollow point bullet. Martin Luther King, same thing, hollow point bullet. They've always been used by government agencies. John Lennon, the former Beatle, got 4 in the chest, hollow point bullets. That's always a signal that somehow the government's involved. Now they're arming all these agents with these bullets. They didn't used to do that. And that started right around 2012 when the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, which is not a Homeland Security agency, by the way, purchased through the ATK Corporation 1.6 million hollow point bullets. They had them specially made for their agents. And I would say this. It looks like we're in martial law, folks. You step the wrong way, you can get into a lot of trouble in America today.
Well, so the thing is that if you have a situation where people are being forced to have to say no, is this going to, and I mean, every time, it's not just talking to you, John, that brings me to that point. What really bugs me is that we are this close to ending up in a civil war against our own government.
Well, the point is, and this is the key, they're armed, they're ready. They've done the Pentagon's done a training video. You should go to our website. I've written on it, the 2030 video. They're saying by 2030 or before, this country could break down. They'll have to institute martial law. They're training local police. The FBI, most people don't know this, train local police at Marine bases and places like that. So they're all getting ready for a possible collapse of the economy, which, if you look at it closely, it's not doing well with all these places shutting down now. Restaurants, I mean, the large corporations like Walmart laying off employees and stuff. Something's on the verge of happening. And I feel like I've always been on the edge of this cliff screaming. I've been doing this for 40 years going, get ready, folks, get ready. And people look at me and go, oh, you're crazy. But I say, look at the facts. Education precedes action. And there's some things we can do, but we're going to have, I think we have less than a decade.
Wow. Amazing. Jeff in North Carolina, you're on the phone with John Whitehead. Go.
Yeah, hey, good morning. I'm kind of a new listener. I love your show. I appreciate you. I just got a couple questions real quick. Number one, are they requiring the immigrants that are coming into this country to receive the COVID vaccine?
Not that I know of, no.
Me neither. I haven't been made aware that they're doing
that. Under Title 42, they may have been required, but again, the Biden administration is doing away with that particular law.
Oh, okay. And also, when these people are going into new jobs and new employment situations right now, are they requiring people to take the jabs on all these jobs, as far as you know?
No, I don't hear anything about that.
I haven't either. In fact, the entity ID law was just signed into law by Governor DeSantis in Florida, which means that companies over 25 employees have to start using e-identity checks, which technically, I mean, this could be an infringement on our personal rights. John, you know about e-identity, don't you?
Yeah, you have to be careful. I mean, well, again, e-identity, here's another thing that people don't understand. The people running the show, the so-called deep state, is the corporate people like what's being called Meta now, but Facebook, all the big things, Twitter now is moving in that direction as well, everything. And we live in a total surveillance state. They know where everything you're doing, everything you're listening. I mean, George Orwell, who predicted this in his book 1984, has rolled over in his grave about 1,000 times in the last year. When I tried to warn you, the thought police are here, and if you make the wrong mistake, they have, I don't know if you know about these, but welfare checks today, we're getting more people calling us about this. I mean, you're having neighbors call the police about other neighbors saying, I think he's got mental issues. Police are actually arriving at people's doors, and some of them are getting arrested and taken away. These are so-called welfare checks. What in the world? You know what that sounds like? Again, I wrote a book called Battlefield America where I go into this. It's very Nazi Germany. And we're really copying Nazi Germany in many ways. And unfortunately, with the police, and people don't realize this, but when Nazi Germany was big in the late 1930s, the FBI sent their agents over. They studied with the Nazis and how to conduct. People don't know that. And it's all documented in my book, Battlefield America, where I go into the history of where are we headed toward the same thing. Yes, we are. There's no doubt about that. There's going to come a time, and listen, the average kid in school today has no idea any of this is happening. They're addicted to their digital heroin, which I call cell phones, and those things are not telling kids anything that's going on, and they don't read the Declaration of Independence in most public schools today. I talk to constitutional law students who can't tell me anything about the First Amendment now. They don't teach it. In constitutional law?
I remember when John Kennedy, you know, the senator from Louisiana, was questioning one of these federal judicial appointees. Remember that video where he asked her about certain tenets of the Constitution and she didn't know what they were?
Yeah. They don't. And here's another thing I've advocated for 20 years. I've been telling people nobody should be able to take public office unless they take a test on the Constitution. Because we're electing, what we elect when you elect somebody 99% of the time is some body that's ruled by the corporations that work with the government. And most people don't realize this, but Facebook and all the big corporations work with all the 17 intelligence agencies in maintaining their intelligence cloud. So everything the government knows, these corporations know. And the whole point of this is they want to control us. And they're definitely doing a good job of that. I mean, there would have been a time in this country, when you go back to the Declaration of Independence, the people who found this country would be going nuts. They would be ready to fight. But I run into very few people who even know what's going on. They just look at me, and all they want to do is sit down and watch the next version of CNN.
Wow. Yeah, see, this is the thing. And you notice these smaller towns, they like to raise money, not through, you know, taxing people and their property tax. No, they got to have police cars sitting out there running speed traps day and night when you least expect it. And that's another interesting thing, because if you know where the speed traps are, you basically do the speed and you don't look at the cop, because you look at the cop too long or you don't look at the cop at all. You avoid looking at him. You don't wave high. You don't do any of that stuff. You look suspicious. All of a sudden, they decide to do a U-ey and pull you over and ask you for, you know, just to see if you're legitimate and you have a, you're financially capable because you have an insurance policy, and just look for a reason to give you a ticket.
Oh, yeah. It's a money-making business, yeah.
It is.
I don't know if you know about asset forfeiture.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Billions of dollars. Police now, and I tell people, do not travel with any kind of cash in your car or cover up anything that you like with a blanket or stuff. When police pull you over now, they're taking that stuff out. They're taking cash. They're taking money from old ladies who are going to several cases we've been involved in who are taking money to buy a home. They wanted to do it in cash. It was taken by the government through asset forfeiture. The local police then split the money with the federal government. And you know something? In 99% of the cases, people can't get their money back. The judges won't allow it.
Yep.
So, listen, we're there for one thing. I think they just want our money. They want to control us. They want to take our money. And they want us sitting in front of the screen devices. The average American watches 150 hours of television a month. I'm telling you, I don't watch any of the mainstream news media. If you're watching that stuff, folks, you're not going to know what's going on. Do independent research. Read the good books that are out there, the websites like ours. Get educated. Like I say, education precedes action. Boy, do we need to take action.
We sure do, John. Here's the thing, and I support you, by the way. I'm a donor, and I support the Rutherford Institute. Folks, you know, they're the ones that are actually challenging a lot of this garbage based on violations of the Constitution, and that includes the Fourth Amendment. I bet you have a lot of Fourth Amendment cases out there.
Oh, yeah, the Fourth Amendment, there's two of the key amendments of the First Amendment. They don't want people to be up to speak. They don't want us to disagree. And that's why you have all this political correctness. That's why you have children today who won't say certain words. And I was talking to a group of young grade school kids a couple years ago, and we were talking. I said, how is when your school talking and stuff like that? And one of the girls said, there's certain words we can't say, 10 words. And I say, like such words. And she said, the G word. And I went, oh, no, God again? And she said, no, I can't say it. I said, write it down. You know what the word was? Guns. And then I asked the question that confused them. What is it that the troops over in Afghanistan are carrying? What is it that the local police carry? What is it the Second Amendment guarantees we have a right to carry? And they just looked at me. They didn't want to say the word guns. When you have a populace that's afraid to say words, and you know that, everybody can't. We're just blocked out now. And once that starts happening, folks, people don't think anymore. But the key to the First Amendment, why James Madison put it in the Bill of Rights, it makes us think critically. We're people. We're humans. We don't always do the right thing or say the right thing. We need to be challenged. And more than anything, we need to be standing out in front of our so-called representatives, which they don't represent us, by the way, challenging them on a daily basis, fighting, getting together in political groups, and starting a new revolution in this country.
A lot of people, they just are afraid to go anyplace because they think that the FBI is going to be outside in the parking lot taking down license plate numbers if they go to a meeting somewhere.
Oh, the FBI. And the FBI infiltrates all the meetings, by the way. I've had former FBI agents meet with me who told me that. They sit in on all, where I'm speaking, there are FBI agents. I know that when I go on speaking engagements. And I've been told we watch everything that anybody like you does. I actually had one FBI agent who met with me briefly. He had read my book. He says, I agree with you. Things are out of control. As he walked out of my office, he looked over his shoulder and he said, I'm surprised you're still alive. And I looked at him and went, thanks for the warning. And he just shook his head and walked off.
Yeah. That's amazing how that works, because it'd be too suspicious for something to happen to either one of us, wouldn't it? Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with John Whitehead. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's exactly that thing you just talked about that, you know, is so discouraging. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, we had a group here, the Kansas 10th Amendment Society, and we kind of suspected we had infiltrators there. John, I heard something last night that says that since this Title 42 thing expired, that they're supposed to be operating something under Title 8. I believe it was 1324. Do you know what they're supposed to be operating under for the, you know, the border thing?
Who the government is?
Yeah.
Well, no, right now it's just Biden's ordered 1,500 troops to the border. He's just doing it through executive orders to pick a point in time. But the only problem I have with these presidents, especially Biden, is they can say what they want to say, but if they have a reason to bring somebody across the border, they're going to do it. And the question that people have always asked me is, how do all these illegal drugs get in the country? How all these things happen? Why is this sex trafficking? Because the government's allowing it. They benefit from it. They make money off of it. And many of them get involved. I mean, I've sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years, and some of the stories congressmen have told me about the sex stuff that goes on in D.C., it's enough to make you want to vomit.
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard...
Title 8, Sherry. This is where Biden is required. They're required to, when they process these people in there, which is why they sent all these people to the border, the troops to the border, is they're required to get certain information out of these people, and there are certain, like, court dates and things that they are supposed to set before they release them into the hinterland. That's part of Title 8.
Title 42, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy out of Minnesota that used to be in New York, that policeman that hit there in New York City. He was, I think it's John Rosenstein or something like that. Have you ever talked to him?
No, I've not talked to him personally, no.
Yeah, he said that he thought it was 70% up in Congress that were morally compromised.
I think that number's higher.
But, Dave, I'm concerned about, you know, trying to start a local currency, that they're even going to try to sit in on those meetings. It's just so discouraging.
I know you probably can't see this, but I'm holding up a copy of Thomas Greco's Jr. book, Money. And the thing is that, you know, you start one of these things up in your community, I think you're going to have to get to know who the players are, how honest they are, and whether or not they're going to cooperate in the event that we have a problem. And I'm talking about the problem that John and I have just been expressing, wherein your movements are going to be restricted. They're trying these 15-mile zones, which are crazy. It's going to literally shut down people's ability to get adequate health care. If the illegals aren't taking over the city, you know, the hospitals, they're taking over all the local hotels and they're kicking veterans to the curb. I mean, it's pretty sad, given the state of affairs, but, you know, I wouldn't be too concerned about, you know, just going and trying to start up a gardening group or something like that. I don't know that the FBI has that much interest in gardening, as they do the kinds of groups that get together and talk about, you know, what kind of gun you have and how much ammo you got, and you want to go out and have some target practice and let's go do some survival training. I think that's the sort of thing that they're looking into, and more so now because they're afraid of America retaliating against the limited number of them by the majority of us that have arms, and that's the only reason this country right now is still standing.
And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is that if you're doing anything over the Internet, anything over the phone, whatever, they're listening. They know everything you're doing, by the way. Everything we're talking about today is being recorded. They know, and they're listening, and they take notes. So, I mean, we live in a total surveillance state. It's like we're in a large bubble. It's like that. There was a great TV series in the late 60s called The Prisoner. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but I would watch it. It's basically, we're basically prisoners. We're given a certain amount of leeway, but if you go too far for freedom, they're going to come get you, basically. That's what they're saying. That's why we're seeing 80,000 SWAT team raids annually in this country. And all these armed agents, which we may want to get into it a little later, but, I mean, the federal government is so armed right now, it's martial law. We're under martial law. At any second, they can shut down anything. So
sad but true. Sherry, appreciate your call. Mark in New York, you're on the phone with John Whitehead. Go ahead.
John, did you say 1.6 million rounds for DHS ammo purchase?
Yeah, the ATK Corporation actually was hired to make them specially for the Department of Homeland Security.
That was actually 1.6 billion with a B, and that was later increased to 2.2 billion.
They initially said million to keep it, but, you know, again, that's what they were saying. I knew it was a lot more because when I saw how many agencies they had, basically, that would have the bullets, it didn't make sense, no. So I would say billion would probably be the accurate term. But, again, if people don't realize this, with these 87,000 new IRS agents, they're going to be armed with that. The Veterans Administration has 11 million rounds of ammo. Department of Health and Human Services has 4 million rounds of ammo. The Social Security Administration has almost a million rounds of ammo. The Environmental Protection Agency has approaching a million rounds of ammo. Can you believe that? The environmental, why are these people, and they have their own SWAT teams. The NASA, you know, shooting the missiles into space, they have ammo and SWAT teams. Why would the National Aeronautical Corporation or whatever it is actually have SWAT teams? But they have SWAT teams.
Yeah, you
so what are these, the government's preparing for something. They think that there's going to be a group of people who may want to get their guns and go out there and fight back. So they're, like I say, but warning people, I mean, when, if you're talking on the telephone, you're using the internet, they're anticipating everything you're doing, and they're watching, folks.
Yeah, see, and the only way I can see, Mark, that we could get away from all of this is to completely disconnect, and if you do that, and like I say, you know, you everybody may be listening through one of our RickSatelliteUSA.com satellites out there, which is ideal. If you don't have it plugged into the internet, they don't know what you're listening to. But the fact is the transmission, like John said, it's highly likely that it is being monitored. As a matter of fact, I was told that President Trump actually has listened to this broadcast before by people in the know, and he thinks we're funny. I said, yeah, but that doesn't help us, even though we like to make fun of a government because they're begging to be made fun of, doesn't make what they're doing right. And unfortunately, the bigger problem is that I think they're very cognizant of the fact that, and I know, John, you may know this, but half these agents that they're training right now can't hit the side of a barn if they were given a target to shoot at.
Yeah, I know. I train troops, like I say. It takes some training to do that, intense training, yes.
Yeah.
And I was an expert marksman, but it took a while to get people, even people that were hunters. And I was always wondering what in the world and is going to happen. But the thing is, too, another thing, a case that we were recently involved in helped the church. The government's doing geofencing now at different organizations. There was a church that they thought was that was violating the COVID restrictions. And they were watching how where everybody was going in by these electronic methods. Everybody was going into church and where they were going after church, and they were watching them. They can do that in your home now, your businesses, and they're doing that across the border, right? Here's the thing about the borders. Once they stream those up and they're doing going into artificial intelligence, geofencing, when anybody that crosses that border now is going to be watched. Either way, and you're not going to absolutely know it. And you could find, you know, again, 2 years later, if the police are looking for somebody, they can come knock on your door. So we're moving into a system, an environment where it's going to be virtually impossible to stay private. Your television sets, your smart TVs listen to you as well. And listen, people call me all the time and say, you're right. The other day I mentioned this product. I was just talking to my wife. I turned my phone on 15 minutes later and there were ads running on it.
So you know they're listening.
They're listening. Craziness. I mean, people like Zuckerberg and stuff, they don't give a poop about us as people. And they just want us to be sleepwalkers. And that was Hitler's phrase. He says, the best thing for a leader is a sleepwalking people.
Yeah, I agree with that. 8:28 right now. We're going to be back after the bottom of the hour break at 32 minutes after. Dave in New York, stay on the phone. We'll take your call. Mark, thanks for yours. lots of rude awakenings going on here. We'll be back with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute after these messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us for the balance of the show. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is with us. And say hi to Uncle and everybody out there listening to us. How you doing, boys? Yeah, we're trying to keep it nice and legitimate here and not talking anything that would label us as a domestic terrorist. Dave in New York, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
And going back to all the agencies, you know, like the Post Office Department, they got a whole bundle of that. I think they were all, or basically, they made everybody retool or just make sure they were putting out, like, Remington 9mm hollow points, you know, which do the most damage. And why would you use hollow points for target practice? Because that's what they said they were going to do with them, use them for target practice. We don't waste. Okay.
Who were the targets?
You know.
Yeah.
Who
were the targets?
So, you know, people don't, you wouldn't drive your car without, if you follow the maintenance orders they have on there, okay, and take it in every so many miles, get the oil changed, You know, that's what you want to do. You want the owner's manual. Well, you know, the Bible is our owner's manual, and it tells you ahead of time what is going to happen and what you should be doing. You know, it's your owner's manual. It's how you are supposed to keep yourself. And you know what I mean? It's just that comes down to basics for me. You know what I mean? It's not a, you know, I just think that people that don't understand it, I understand that why they wouldn't. Okay. But once you do understand it, then it's like a light bulb goes off in your head, and it's just so plain there in your face. You know, they're calling in all these cars now because of the Takata airbags, and only like 7 cars have had a problem with them. It goes back to like Cash for Clunkers when they took all the old cars off the road so you couldn't fix them anymore. Okay, well, now they're going to be calling all these cars in so that we will have a 15-mile range on our little motor scooter, you know.
So you think,
well,
you
that's about it.
Think that, yeah, Dave, you think that they want you to bring the in these recalls, they want to basically outfit your car with monitoring devices so they can track your every move. I mean, they're already doing it every time you take your cell phone with you in your car. They can track you.
I think they want to eliminate the car because, you know, they'll be on horseback, we'll be on skateboards. You know what I mean? It's like separating the, you know. Royalty from us.
Now you're really dangerous, Dave, on a skateboard with a cell phone. I just don't know what to make.
Hey, let me say something. This will be real quick. They showed Joe Biden on a bicycle sitting there with a, you know, bicycle helmet on and his sunglasses.
Sure,
but they never show
Biden?
Him ride it.
Yeah.
They won't show you. They can't show him ride it because, like you say, Dave, he's got stunt doubles and stunt dummies trying to walk up and down stairs for him. He can't ride a bicycle. I'll see you later.
Got a body double there. Brady in Las Vegas, you're on the phone with John Whitehead. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I got a big problem with the British government yesterday allowed Storm Shadow cruise missiles to be used in the war now, and they're already, Zelensky's already launched one of those Storm Shadow missiles into the Donetsk area, killed how many people, including 8 children this morning. That's the big red line that we've crossed as a military nation. And what I feel is, since World War II, like the Nazis of World War II, under Stoltenberg and NATO, our military are the Nazis today. Hitler back then is now Zelensky today. He's little Hitler right now, what we're fighting against. And we are the Nazis. I can't believe what our military has become.
Yep. All right. Your comment, John.
Yeah, well, again, what's happening right now, we're moving into a global environment. Edward Snowden tipped us off way back, but recently, about 2 months ago, he said he was shocked to see how much influence China was having on other world governments, especially the United States. You know, there is actually a Chinese police station in New York City that you can see, but there are supposedly other ones sprinkled around the country. And I don't know if you've heard of these Confucius Institutes. Biden's actually moving to give them funding. They're Chinese education units in colleges that are going to teach people about how great the Chinese government is. Well, the Chinese government, by the way, arrests people, takes them off the streets, and puts them in concentration camps. That's where we're moving. We're moving toward a global government. When you're seeing the problem at the borders and all those things, people coming over so fast, it's obvious where they want to. They don't want independent nations. They don't want America, the home of the free and, you know, the brave and those kind of things. They want none of that. They don't want a country that's going to say, we're going to be free. They don't want a country that stands by the Declaration of Independence, which says we have inalienable rights. And when I say that to most people, I say, do you know what that word means? It means non-transferable. In other words, you have those rights from the beginning of life, liberty, and down the list, folks. You can't, anytime you want to exercise them, you got them. But they don't want you to know that. And the education systems today, like I say, it's amazing to see how nobody knows anything about a Bill of Rights, and that's why we give out Bill of Rights cards and pamphlets. And I'm telling parents, teach your children the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence at home. We have materials that will help you do that. I had one fellow actually call me when I was doing an interview and say, John, it worked. My kid now knows the Bill of Rights. And why is the Bill of Rights is really dangerous, folks, especially the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. And what does the Tenth Amendment say? Local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. In other words, you can tell the federal government to F off. Get out of my community. Get your crappy bullets, your crappy MRAPs out of our community. All your armed policemen, which are basically extensions of the federal government. It's martial law. So, there, you know, again, if you know your rights, you can act. But listen, the American public, the politicians, no one seems to know their rights and why they're important. And if you listen, we defend so many people around the country that exercise their rights. And like I say, we're a nonprofit. We fund them. We don't charge. We get attorneys to work with us. But they're exercising their rights. When you have people, a couple calls me in Texas, and the police charge in the middle of the night, armed police through their door, take the husband out, smash his face down on the lawn, and work him over. And guess what? They're in the wrong home. They didn't have a warrant. They don't do what the Fourth Amendment says. And again, people are clueless. They look at me and say, well, why would they need that? Have you read the Fourth Amendment? And here's the other key, and I want to pass this on to your listeners, what James Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights, said. We ought to mistrust all those in power. That's the beginning philosophy of a true patriot.
Wow. Amazing how that works. And this is James Madison that said this. And so now people can go to Rutherford.org. And you sign up, you get the newsletter like I do every day, you make a donation because every little donation helps John succeed in his mission. And this is to defend the Constitution. John, you probably know it backwards and forwards better than most of us. So, you know, in this day and age, they've trampled on, basically, they've got people to turn against each other as far as freedom of speech. They're regulating it on social media. Yep. I think that, you know, we've had other people say that if the freedom of speech dies, that's when the real killing starts. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, the free speech is the key. It's the key to resisting the government, by the way. What does the First Amendment say? You have a right to peacefully assemble and petition a government for the redress of grievances. In other words, you should be able to stand out. This is the thing. People call me complaining about what's happening with the government. I say, well, listen, get together in your local communities. I call these civil liberties oversight committees. Start civil liberties oversight committees. Get your people together and start standing out in front of your local politicians' offices and protesting. And showing them clearly, and they do not like that, by the way. They freak out when they see people out there. And like I say, one person at a city council meeting with a sign is considered a weirdo. Three people with the same sign is considered a movement. They don't want people. That's one reason they've been arresting people, by the way, and who get up there and get maybe a little aggressive with someone at a city council meeting. That used to never happen, by the way. People used to be able to speak out and know the truth. But everybody's so fearful today. They're shuddering. They're hiding away. They're worshiping the government. Listen, we're not supposed to worship the government. You know why? Not that place in Washington, D.C. How does the Constitution start? I have to ask people. We, the people, do ordain and establish this Constitution. We are the government, folks. Supposedly, those people working for the corporations in Washington, D.C., are working for us, but they don't. And here's another thing, just so you know real quick. There's an extensive study was done on where money congregates, where billionaires congregate in the United States, by Princeton and Northwestern University. It's a very well-done study, but it shows that billionaires basically congregate in Washington, D.C., and that the United States government is run by 585 billionaires. And here was the conclusion of the professors. It's basically a quote. Whenever the average citizen wants to make any kind of headway or statements, they get nowhere. But the people running the government, which is the deep state, these are the people that were exposed by an FBI memo that came out in 2015 that said this government is run by the Seventh Floor Group. Underground, by the way. And I've been told this, by the way, way back, and I told a couple of congressmen I worked with said our government works underground. I had no idea what they were talking about.
Now you do. Wow.
Yeah, and here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Why you should mistrust all those in power. Does anybody here listening to this program know much about Mount Weather? It's
well,
a place right outside of Washington, D.C.
It's a big underground city. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's outside of Washington, D.C. It goes underground. It has malls. It has its own office of the presidency. It has a military units there to protect the political kings, the deep state, they escape to in times of so-called controversy or whatever. But there are over 70 of those located around the United States. All they're sprinkled around. But here, let me ask you this question. If the government's working for us, why in the hell are they hiding underground in times of worry and they're not protecting us? In other words, we can get massacred and killed. They'll be hiding underground with the military protecting them. Do they work for us?
We're expendable. We're expendable,
exactly.
John. I mean, the EMP Commission clearly proved that when they're all sitting there in their underground bunkers and they've got backup generators and everything else. And if EMP hits, which it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and we're all neutralized and on the same level playing field. And I've got people that have been on the show before speaking, in interviews with us saying that, well, I think that it's, you know, a little overrated as far as 9 out of 10 people being dead in a year. I don't know whether or not that's a truthful statement or it's a supposition or it's an estimate. But I mean, this is something that the former head of the EMP Commission came out with in that report back in 2018. And it's, you know, half the people I talk to say it's going to happen at some point in time. I sometimes wonder if that would not be a godsend to shut down because the government couldn't operate either, right? Surveillance state to go away.
Yeah, to a certain point. But like I say, people say, oh, I want to get away from this, everybody watching me. And I tell them, you know, this guy was talking too long ago. You want to go to a cabin in the woods? I said, are you taking your cell phone, your laptop? Do you have a TV out there or anything, Wi-Fi? I said, if you do, forget it, man. The drones now. Drones from 2 miles up can actually pick our faces up on facial recognition software and track us. And listen, they're around the country now. They admit they have drones now that mimic birds and insects and dragonflies.
Oh my!
They sit in trees. Listen, we're dealing with a demonic government that cares nothing about rights. It's very similar to that John Carpenter movie, They Live. There is a secret monster living underneath, and like Hitler said, we need a sleepwalking people. Now, who would think of that? When you have, I see these big leaders across the world, they refer to their people as the herd, and I'm going, wait a second. You see your people, or the American government sees us the same way as the herd? We're cattle to be slaughtered when they want to eat something? And that's basically how they see us, folks. And we've got to wake them up. And the only way they're going to wake up is if we get in their faces and exercise our rights and exercise them the right way and get together. And if not, I don't see it. There's not, like I say, we have less than a decade, in my opinion. And I think most people are going to be asleep. When I'm traveling and going to cities, and I see, like, New York City, and I see people crossing busy streets with their heads down looking at their cell phones, I'm going, what have we come to?
True.
What
Tim
have
in Michigan.
We come to?
Yeah, Tim in Michigan, you're on with John Whitehead. Go ahead.
17, the War Powers Act was amended in 1933 33 was the War Power Act. And they amended the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, where we were called, if you didn't go along with the corporation, you were called an enemy combatant.
Yes.
And that is, I say, we're fighting a legal war, and they're fighting the illegal war, because they're fighting as a corporation, and we're trying to fight them with a constitution. And they're saying that constitution doesn't matter in their corporate world, is what I take from it. That's where I think that when they get up and talk, they're not talking constitutionally. They're talking corporation. Is that correct thinking?
When I saw... who visits the White House, all these big corporate people like Zuckerberg and stuff, they go into the White House and eat dinner with the president and stuff and leave. If I go to the White House and knock on the door and demand to see the president, I'll get arrested. it doesn't work. Like I say, we're run by those billionaires of the deep state, and they don't care about us. They want the money, and it's very fascist. Like I say, if in my book Battlefield America, I go into it. It really clearly is all about money. It's what Mussolini, who was a fascist that led Italy, he said he called it corporatism. Without it, I can't succeed. They need the money of the big people, and they want to control people. They want to sell us products, and it works very well, folks, today. As I'm looking at the average person, when I go into restaurants and I see a family of mother, father, and three kids, and they're all bent over looking at their phones, those phones are controlled by the corporate deep state. We're in a lot of trouble.
Yep. And see, the thing is I believe that they're getting corporations to do what the government itself could not do, because the government knows that it's unconstitutional to do what they got the corporations doing outside of the Constitution.
Yes, and that's one thing that they think they're getting away with. And if there was a way to change it, it would be great. But in my opinion, it's like a large spider's nest we're in now. And if there any way we're going to be able to control this spider, it's going to be very difficult.
Yep, Mike in Alaska, you're on with John Whitehead. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, John, and good morning again, David. Yes, we are in deep, deep trouble. I watched Mark King. He was one of Trump's guys. He was talking at the Wilson Institute for Progressive Studies. Now, anytime you see that online or on TV or on the radio, Wilson started the progressive movement, which means to progressively move away from the Constitution. We've been in trouble since Woodrow Wilson, and FDR just compounded everything. He was a communist sympathizer. FDR and Truman gave away our atomic secrets to the Russians through the Lend-Lease Act. And according to Alex Jones, 70% of all police forces in America are corrupt. They're all in the Fraternal Order of the Masonic Party, just like these judges. And you're right, John. You are 100% right. We need somehow a peaceful civil war over violence, but I do not have my hopes up. I think we're going to go to a war right here in America, and I think the Chinese are getting ready to step in.
Well, the real problem, Mike, and I'm going to hold you on that thought. The thing is that we're looking at a situation with just a few minutes left here, and you seem to think that it's going to come to full tilt boogie. John thinks it's going to come into full tilt boogie within a decade. The thing is that, you know, we the people, half of us, half of America are asleep. You've got all these new illegal immigrants coming into America that are escaping fascist and socialist governments that are turning into fascist governments, and they think that they're coming here to get away from all of that, and they're walking into a trap. John, what's your take on that? Is it true?
I agree. Yeah, it's not going to be any better from where they're coming. No, eventually, and like I said, with all the stuff I'm seeing with the sex traffic and all that, dealing with immigrants, it's a really tough issue, and the drugs. I mean, the average high school student today, too, I didn't know this, so I did a little study on it, is more and more young people are into cocaine and all that stuff. There's fentanyl, all these drugs. And you know something? The people running the power want that. I mean, they want people drugged and out of it. And they, again, it borders on demonic. Yes, there's no doubt about that, folks. And I'll go back and say it. If you read the Declaration of Independence, it was written by people who believed in a Judeo-Christian morality. And I named the Institute after Samuel Rutherford, who was a great fighter of freedom, and he was going to be executed for standing up against the British. The British were going to execute him. He died before they could get to him. And John Witherspoon, who was one of the great pioneers, was a fanatical believer in Rutherford's ideas that we lived in a government that was ruled by God, and we should exercise Judeo-Christians and inalienable rights and all those things. And we've lost all that. You can't mention the word God in many schools today. Okay? They've done away with that. And Thomas Jefferson, the guy who wrote our Declaration of Independence, they're tearing down his statues in Charlottesville, Virginia, where he basically built the city. They won't mention his name anymore. And if you read his documents, they're amazing. They're basically saying, folks, you have a right to throw the government out. Get rid of it if it stinks. And they don't want you knowing that. Read the Declaration of Independence. It'll take you maybe 10 minutes. Read the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights are 462 words. You're kidding me. You have never read the Bill of Rights? 462 words. Teach them to your children.
Yep, good idea. Now, the other thing, too, sadly, is we've got this ChatGPT AI writing legal briefs now.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Where's the justice system going to?
AI is taking over, and that's something we didn't get into. It. Artificial intelligence is taking over. The program of singularity is what Google calls it. By 2030, they're saying basically the human mind is going to fuse with AI, and AI is going to take over. I don't know if you saw that, but two Google executives resigned from Google saying, we don't want to work here anymore. We've created God.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. This is what we're facing, folks, you know, and when you give the government an inch, just like the old saying my dad used to say, when you give them an inch, they take a mile. And that's exactly
what's... Now they're taking 20 miles, yeah.
Yeah. John, you and I, we could sit here and talk for hours on the subject matter, but unfortunately, our time has come to an end for this segment. Go to the Rutherford.org website, Rutherford.org. And while you're at it, because the Power Hour is now open, the Power Mall, rather, get yourself one of these by making a donation to keep us going, and donate to the Rutherford Institute as well, because that's what we have John Rutherford, or John Whitehead, rather, with the Rutherford Institute out there fighting for our freedoms under the Constitution, which we seem to not have a lot of these days. John, thanks so much for joining us. We'll have you back again soon. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs.
Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.